Let's just start, please, with a wee word of prayer. We commit our time to the Lord. Let's pray. Our eternal God and our Father, we come to Thee this morning, and again we thank Thee for this day. We thank the Lord for the health and the strength You've given to us for today. We ask, O God, You'll come and bless us, come and do our hearts good. We pray, Lord, You'll meet with us. Lord, bless everything today that we take part. Lord, we thank Thee for the children. We thank the Lord for how they've been taught in the things of God. And Lord, we pray You'll bless them today, we pray. Bless all who have gathered, and may Thy name be honored and glorified. In the name of Christ, we ask all of these things. Amen. Amen. We're going to commence by singing the words of 699. The words will be on the screen. Saviour, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need Thy tender care. In Thy pleasant pastures, feed us for our use. Thy folds prepare. We'll keep our seats as we sing this opening hymn, please. Okay, so we're going to have a word of prayer now. We're going to ask our Sunday School Superintendent here in Holywood, our Brother Richard. He's going to come open in prayer and then say a little about Sunday School and introduce the program. Thank you, Richard.
Let's just pray and ask the Lord to help us today. Father, we thank You. As we've come to worship You this morning, Lord, we thank You for giving us the strength to come out to church this morning, Lord. We just thank You for Your many blessings to us, even throughout this past week, Lord. We thank You for the clothes that we have, Lord, how You've blessed us with health and strength and food on the table, Lord, we want to return our thanks. And we're thankful that we can come to church this morning to worship our Father in heaven and our Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done for us, especially on the cross at Calvary. We thank you for this resurrection morning that we can remember our risen Saviour, how he has risen from the dead, and he's won the victory over death and over sin, Lord, and offers us salvation even through his precious blood. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love to us, Lord, and even drawing us, those of us that are saved, to yourself. And Lord, we pray that you would, if there's others here this morning that know not the Saviour, that they too would come and taste and see that the Lord is good. So Lord, we thank you for the boys and girls, how they've been with us this past year, though it's been disrupted due to COVID, Lord. But we thank you for their dedication, Lord, as they've come along week by week. And we pray that you would even bless them this morning as they would take part even on the screen, that it would be a blessing to each of us that are gathered here, Lord, as we would seek to rejoice in our Saviour. So, Father, we pray that you would just even bless, especially in the preaching of your word this morning, as the word would go forth, Lord, that you would speak to each one of our hearts, Lord. We all have needs in this day and age, Lord. So we pray, Lord, that these needs will be met even this morning through your word, Lord, because we know that your word does meet our needs, because in it we learn of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus. So we pray that you would meet our needs even this morning and bless us and do us good. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So good morning and welcome to Children's Day. So this is our first Children's Day in church for a couple of years. Obviously last year, 2020, I think it was online. We weren't back in church, I believe, from memory. It seems all just a blur the last year and a half sometimes. So we started in Sunday school in September of this year. That was fine. We were back in church. Albeit we haven't had the bus on this year, which has been disappointing because we haven't been able to maybe go out and bring in the kids. Normally we do a tour of the East on a Sunday morning. We're in around all the estates picking up the kids. So this year it's been a challenge without the bus. So pray, please, that in September we'll be able to get the bus back on again and we'll be able to go around the estates and picking up the kids. But we do appreciate those that have brought their children along, and we appreciate the effort that they've made to bring their children to Sunday school especially. So we started out in September learning the story of Joseph. Joseph is a great story for children and young people, because Joseph was a young man himself, how he was bold for the Lord Jesus and did great things for the Lord, even despite being having a lot of hard times in his own life. So then we had our lockdown in January, our second lockdown, and then we come back from I think it was towards the end of March again, my memory escapes me, and we have been learning about the life of Paul, and Paul, how he was converted on the road to Damascus, how he hated Christianity, he was converted, and then did really great things for the Lord Jesus. The story of Paul is really interesting. And how he was, it's an amazing adventure, how he would go around through various countries telling people about the Lord Jesus. The good news of the gospel, as we've been telling the boys and girls, how the Lord Jesus came to seek and to save those which are lost. So the video we're going to show this morning is really just some of the things we do in Sunday school. The boys and girls, I would say this year, their scripture memorization, when we've been learning the Bible verses, has been the best it's ever been. They've done very, very well at their learning their Bible verses, which is really encouraging to all of our teachers. And so we just pray that you'll enjoy listening to and watching the boys and girls as they take part, even on the screen. I told some of them it's like they're being on YouTube. Some of them think they're good YouTubers, so I said it's just like being on the screen. So we pray it'll be a blessing to you as they take part this morning. Thank you.
The Bible
says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Sir.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 and 16, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
Let
your light so shine that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Excellent.
The Bible says in Matthew chapters 5, verse 14 and 16, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Light of the world, a city set on a hill can't be hid.
Let your light
inside and bed and see your good work. Let's go find your Father and bless him.
A round of applause. Well done. Well done to all the boys and girls. Thank you so much for all your part in that wee programme. You all did very, very well. Do you know what you want you to do, boys and girls? Put your hand away out like that. Put your arm away out like that. You do that. Okay, and then bring it up like this and give yourself a good pat on the back like that. Yeah? Well done. Fantastic. Very, very well done. And to Richard and to all the Sunday school teachers, we want to thank them for all their dedication and all their support through difficult times as well, and for teaching the boys and girls. Now, we're not finished with Sunday school, because we're all going to go back to Sunday school, all right? So some will have to think just a few years back, like me. Some will have to think a lot of years back. And we're all going to go back to Sunday school, because we're all going to sing some choruses that we would have sung in Sunday school, all right? So, and a lot of these are action choruses, so, you know, we have to do the actions as well. And we're going to start off with the first one that'll come up on the screen. He made the stars to shine, he made the rolling sea. All right, who knows this chorus? Good, fantastic, all right. So let's hear you sing your best. And we all do the made the stars to shine, rolling sea, and the mountains high. All right? Thank you, Gillian.
He made the stars to shine, he made the rolling sea.
Let's go back again. Can we go back to the first verse? Great, thank you. Sorry, Gillian. Let's go back to the first verse, and I'll shut up in between the second verse. Sorry, Gillian. Good. Another action, one wide. Wide as the ocean, high as the heavens above. So we have to do this, all right? All you super fit people, do this. And all you really super fit people, do that. All right? Let's see you. I'm going to get you up in a second, so don't worry. All right. Thank you, Gillian. Now, there's some that are not doing the actions. I'm going to have to name and shame you. So, all right, we're going to go back and do that one again. Sorry, folks up there. Sorry, Gillian. We're going to go back and do wide, wide as the ocean. Now, wide, wide, wide like that, you know. And high like this, not like that. And deep, right down, just like you were doing your exercises this morning. All right? All right, thank you, Gillian. Ready? Now, this is one that's favourite, was a favourite for Explorers Club, a favourite in Sunday School as well. But you can't do it sitting down. All right? You can't march sitting down. If you're marching sitting down, you're in the wrong army. All right? So if you're fit and you're able, let's stand up and we'll do the actions of I may never march in the infantry. All right? I may don't be sitting down yet, and I want to hear, yes, sir, shout it out really loudly, all right? Jack, you lead them off, all right? So everybody else to follow Jack. Yes, sir. All right, let's do it again. Thank you. You may be seated. Okay, our next chorus is one that I know is a favourite in Sunday school. With Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm, smile at the storm, smile at the storm. And we go sailing home then at the end for the chorus. That one again, and rather than say the word smile, we're just going to smile. All right, so with Christ in the vessel, we can at the storm. All right, you know what I mean? Soon will. All right, so you don't say the word smile, you just smile. All right, thank you. One last chorus, then stop, and let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. And we put our hands out for stop, and then watch, and then go. Very good singing, well done. So for some of that would have taken you back maybe a year or two, all those choruses you would have sang in Sunday school. So thank you for that. Let me at this stage join with Richard in welcoming you all along to our special Children's Day service this morning. We're glad to be able to have Children's Day today, although different again, yet we're thankful to have everyone in the church. And we welcome you all in the Saviour's name, and thank you for coming, and we trust you feel at home with us this morning. Also to those who are watching online through our various media channels, we welcome you as well this morning. Just very quickly, can I go through some announcements on behalf of our session and committee and our congregation? We want to extend our dearest sympathy to the Reverend John Wagner. Reverend Wagner is one of our ministers in our North American denomination, and his dear wife, Mrs. Kim Wagner, sadly passed away and lost a long battle with illness on Thursday past. And to the Reverend Wagner and his family, we extend our sympathies and do remember them very much in your prayers, please. 2:30, we have the Children's Day over in Hollywood in the Orange Hall there. And if you're free, I know you'd be welcome along to that special Children's Day in Hollywood at 2:30 this afternoon. Then we want you to come back again tonight and come back for our youth service. The young people will be taking part this evening, and the Walker sisters will be here to sing. So we're looking to another good time in the house of the Lord tonight. 6:30, come and be part of the meeting this evening. Tuesday at 7:30, there'll be a meeting of our church session. Our elders will meet here in the church 7:30, and that will be followed by a meeting of our committee at 8:15. Thursday night, our Bible study and prayer meeting at 8 o'clock here in the church, and we continue our studies in the 23rd Psalm. Now, if you weren't out on Thursday night, there are still copies of the little card with the 23rd Psalm on it, and also on the back there are all the Jehovah titles that are found in Psalm 23. Take these with you, take as many as you want, there's plenty there, and give them out even to others who you think will benefit from them. Also on Thursday night, after the Bible study, we'll have the Lord's table, and we'll meet around the table of the Lord this Thursday night after the Bible study at 8. Then next Sunday, Sunday school, and the Bible classes are now off for the summer season, but we still have our morning worship service, 11:30. We encourage you to come back again. And then at 6:30, we have our special family and friends service. And our sister, Mrs. Thelma McLeod, will be here to testify and tell of how the Lord saved her and what the Lord has been doing for her. And also our brother, David Warwick, will be here to sing. So remember that next Sunday, 11:30, 6:30, no Sunday school or Bible class, either here or in Hollywood over the summer months. But do plan to come to church nonetheless. For our young people, there is a Youth Council Training Day. That's next Saturday, and that's been held in our church in Portadown. And if you want more details, then please do let us know. Do continue to remember to pray for our brother Sammy, Sammy Lewis, who's still in hospital. Pray the Lord will keep his hand upon him and touch him, and very soon he'll be able to be back home again. Delighted to see our sister Isabel back out with us today. Glad to have you, Isabel. Thank you for being here. Pray the Lord will continue to bless you and keep his hand upon you. So I think those are all the announcements. Just before we come to our message for this morning, I want to read to you some verses, please, from the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms and the Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Psalm 119, we're just going to read the second section from verse 9 down to the end of verse 16. Psalm 119, verse number 9. And there we read, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Just before we come to our Bible story for this morning, if I can ask you please just to stand with me if you can, just to change your position, and then we'll come to our story for today. Let's stand for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the boys and girls who have taken part today. We thank the Lord for the program that they've put together. We thank the Lord how they've been taught in the ways of God, taught the things of God. And Lord, we pray that you'll bless each little one. We thank the Lord for them. Keep your hand upon them, Lord, in this evil, cruel world in which we live. We just pray, Lord, you'll be pleased to keep your hand upon them for good and upon all of our children, upon our homes, and Lord, upon all of our families. We pray, Lord, your surrounding hand to be near to them at this time. And Lord, we pray now that as we come to our Bible story for today, Lord, that you'll teach us and that you will instruct us out of the Word of God. So be with us and give us help now. In the Saviour's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So, for just a few moments before we bring our service to a conclusion, I want to speak this morning on the subject of the gospel traffic lights. So, to help me, I have brought traffic lights with me. I was out early this morning with the angle grinder and cut down one of the traffic lights just on the Newton Orange Road there and brought it with me. So here it is. All right. Everybody see that? Can you see that upstairs? That's not one from the Newton Orange Road. That's just one from Amazon. So the gospel traffic lights. Who can tell me what you use traffic lights for? Jack. Exactly right. Stop the engine or start the engine. Excellent. Where would you see traffic lights? Where would you see traffic lights? Anybody? Somebody else? Big people? Where would you see a traffic light? Corner of the Sandown Road, Billy. That's right. And Billy, what are these things here for? These two here? That's why I'm asking you. The red means the wee man says stop and the green man says go. That's right. So, you see traffic lights everywhere, especially in Belfast. There's loads of traffic lights no matter where you go. But we want to learn some lessons from the traffic lights this morning. And there's three different colours, and you'll see they're lit up here. Red, amber, and green. We're going to look at each of them in turn. So the first one, what's the first colour there? Somebody upstairs. What's the first color? Who's that, Alice?
Red.
That's right. Red. So, who can tell me, when you see a red traffic light, what does that mean? See a red traffic light, what does that mean? I've heard it somewhere. What are you? Stop. That's right. When you see a red traffic light, it means stop. That's where I've been going wrong all of these years. So I see a red traffic light, I just go all the harder. No, I don't. No, I don't. So stop. And you know, in the Bible, we are told to stop as well. In Psalm 46 and the verse number 10, the Bible tells us to be still and know that I am God. And you know, boys and girls, and mums and dads and everybody, we need to stop at times. We need to stop and realize that there is a God. Do you know today there is a God? God is real. God is in heaven. There's a God who's controlling all of this world. We need to stop it, especially over these past number of months, this past year and a half. So much has been going on. And I believe God has been telling this world just to stop. Realize that there is a God. That he is God. And I wonder if you ever realized that. That God is God. God is a reality. And we need to stop. And we need to know that he is God. And there's some things I want us to notice as we think about stopping. Whenever we stop, and whenever we realize that God is God, there's some things we need to do. The first thing that we need to do, we need to stop and listen to God. We read from the Bible today. It's always good to have a Bible and to bring your Bible to church. But we read from the Bible because that's how God speaks to us. And we need to stop and listen to what God has to say. What does God say to us in His Word? Well, God says to us, first of all, in Romans 3, verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The Bible tells us when we stop and when we listen to God, the Bible tells us we're all sinners. There's not one of us good. We might think we're good. We might try to be good, but the Bible tells us there's none of us good. We're all sinners. But the Bible also tells us not only about that we're sinners, but He also tells us about a Savior. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Isn't that good news, boys and girls? Isn't that good news, people? Whenever we stop and we hear from God, He not only tells us that we're sinners, but there's a Savior. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who came into this world to save us from our sins. So we need to stop, listen to what God has to say, that we're sinners, that there's a Savior, but also that there's salvation. Because in Acts 4 and verse 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And you know, boys and girls, we always sing about heaven. We speak about heaven. But you know, there's only one way to heaven. It's not through anything we have or anything we can do. It's only through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to stop. Need to stop resting on our own things, going our own way. We need to stop and realize that we're sinners. Jesus is our only Savior, and there's salvation in none other. So we need to stop and listen to God. And even today, in this Children's Day, I trust that you have stopped and listened to what God has had to say. But not only do we stop and listen to God, we need to also stop and learn from God. Do you know, boys and girls, you go to school, don't you? Who loves school? And all the hands go up. Ezra loves school. Good man, Ezra. Keep it up. Anybody else love school? No. Well, who loves this? That in about 2.5 weeks you're getting off school for 2 months. Who loves that? Yeah, absolutely. We all love that idea. No school for a few months. But when we go to school, we go to learn, and your teachers are there to teach you. But we also need to stop as well and learn from God. We need to read His Word. We need to pray. We need to learn more about God, and we do that through His Word. We need to stop and listen to God. We need to stop and learn from God. That's why we always teach the boys and girls from the Bible. Because that's the only book that we need for living. It's the Bible. But not only do we stop and listen and learn, but we need to stop as well and look to God. Because if the Bible tells us we are sinners, Christ is our only Savior, then we need to look to Him to save us. We need to ask Him into our hearts to save us. I wonder if you've done that. Boys and girls, older people, do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior? Have you looked to Him? Is He your Savior today? And if you have looked to Jesus Christ as your Savior, then we also continue to look to Him all through our life. Whenever you make big decisions and you have decisions that you have to make and you don't know what to do and you don't know how to get through it, what do? We can look to the Lord in all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. And that goes for all of us, no matter what age we are. Whenever we want to know what we should do, we should ask the Lord, show us. We should stop, listen. We should stop and learn. And we should stop and look to God. So that's the red light. That's the stop light. So let's move on then to this one. Is that lit? Yeah, it is. Okay, so which color is this?
Amber.
That's right. Someone upstairs, what do we do when we see an amber light? Sorry? What should we do when we see an amber light? That Alice up there? Get ready to go? Yeah, that's what if it's coming the other way? So we get ready to go because we stopped and then we get ready to go. But what if it's green and then goes amber? What do? We need to slow down. That's right. I really would like to ask the question, who slows down when they see an amber light? But I'm sure you're all very law-abiding, unlike the one you're looking at today. But anyway, we're supposed to slow down. So when we see an amber light, it means slow down. Put your foot off the accelerator a wee bit and slow down. And whenever we think about slowing down, we think about taking, first of all, time. Taking time. You know, we live in a very busy world. And you know, even with all that has gone on over this past few months of this pandemic, we're still busy. Busier than we should be, probably. And we all need to take time. We all need to take time for God. We all need to take time for church, and it's really good to see you all in church today. We all need to take time for God. Take time for coming to Sunday school, and we want to thank you all for coming to Sunday school over these past number of months. We really appreciate it. We need to take time because, you know, it's very easy to say, oh, come to Sunday, I'm tired, been busy all week. Well, just lie on in bed another wee while and not bother going to church, not bother going to Sunday school. We need to take time. We need to take time for God. But not only do we need to take time, not only do we need to slow down to take time, we also need to slow down to take care. To take care. Because the Bible tells us that we need to be careful. There's a wee chorus that I sometimes sing in Sunday school. It says, oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Or be careful, little feet, where you go. Or be careful, little eyes, what you see. Or be careful, little ears, what you hear. And you know, boys and girls, and this goes for everybody, we need to be careful. Because the old devil, he'd want us to do bad things. He'd want us to say bad words. He'd want us to live in a bad way. We need to take care. We need to slow down. We need to take care and see what the Lord wants us to do. We need to be careful how we live our life. You know, there's so many ways we could go wrong in life, so many ways that we could do things wrong in life. We need to take care. Take care how you live. Take care what you say. Boys and girls, take care what you watch. The TV and the phone and all of that. Take care. Oh, be careful. Oh, be so careful. Because the old devil would want to bring us the wrong way. So we need to slow down. We need to take time. We need to take time for God. We also need to take care. But when we slow down as well, we need to take note. We need to take note. Because whenever we realize what God wants us to do, we need to then to do it. Whenever you are told something at school and this is how you do a really hard sum, well, you need to then do it that way. Or whenever maybe somebody tells you at home you need to do something, well, you should do it. And we need to take note. And whenever the Bible tells us in the Word of God what we need to do it. And the Bible tells us that we need to be saved. Remember what the Lord said to a man by the name of Nicodemus? He said, you must be born again. Well, he needed to take note. He needed to be saved. And that's the most important thing in this world, to be saved. It's not about getting a good education, that's good. It's not about trying to do well in life, that's good. We need, the most important thing we need to be is saved. To ask Jesus Christ into our hearts to be our Savior. I wonder, have you slowed down? Have you slowed down? Take time for God? Have you slowed down to take care as to how you live? Have you slowed down to take note and do what God wants you to do? Okay, we come then to the bottom one. This is the light we all love to see, isn't it? Yeah, it's lit. And when the green light's lit, look, Billy Tanner, the red man is on, so that means you don't walk, isn't that right? You don't walk, stay where you are, don't be running anywhere. So when the green light is on, that means you can put your foot down and away you go. Well, within the speed limits. That right? The green. We all love to see the green light. Because that means we can go. That means we don't have to stop. And what does that mean? What does that tell us? Well, it tells us, first of all, as we live the Christian life, that we should go, what were we singing about? Go and tell the story. We can go, boys and girls. You can go, if you're saved, you can go and tell others about Jesus Christ. Mums and dads, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can go and tell others that Jesus is a wonderful Savior. And you need to trust Him. We can go and tell. I wonder if you told anybody this week about Jesus. Told anybody this week that Jesus is your Savior. If you haven't, go and tell someone. Go and tell someone. And then finally, or very quickly, go not only and tell, but go and trust. Go and trust the Savior. And you know, that's what we need to do. We just need to trust the Lord. Trust Him in all of our ways. Every day we just trust the Lord. And finally, we need to go and work for the Lord. You know, you might never be called to be a minister. You might never be called to be a missionary. But we can all do something for the Savior. We need to go and work. We need to go and seek to do something for the Savior. We need to do something. You know, boys and girls, you might think I'm young and I can't really do very much. You can do a lot. You can reach people in your home. You can reach people in your school. You can reach your neighbors. And you can tell them about Jesus. You can be a wee missionary. Even in your own home, even where you live. Boys and girls and older people, we all need to go and work. We all need to go and tell others about Jesus Christ. And we all need to do something for the Savior. We all need to do it. We need to go at work. We need to make our lives count. Make our lives count, not for this world. We need to make our lives count for the Lord, because that's the only thing that matters. Making our lives count for the Lord. So whenever you see the traffic lights, think again of what we have learned. Think of the red. Tells us how that we need to stop, we need to listen, we need to learn, we need to look. And then when we look at the amber, we need to slow down. We need to take time. We need to take note. We need to take care. And then whenever we see the green, it means we go. We go and tell others. We go and trust Jesus. And we go and work for Him. I trust that the Lord has blessed something that has been of Him today. As we've thought about these traffic lights, something you see all the time, that you would think about the gospel traffic lights and what we can learn from the different colors of the traffic lights that we see. The most important thing is that we know Jesus Christ as our Savior. It's the only thing that matters. The only thing that matters in this life is Jesus your Savior. Are you saved today? If not, then why not even come? Ask Him into your heart. A little child of 7 or even 3 or 4 can enter into heaven through Christ, the open door. Wouldn't it be wonderful today, at the end of a Sunday school term, if some young person, some older person, were to ask Jesus into their heart to save them? That's what it's all about. Let's just have a wee word of prayer. Our eternal God and our Father, we thank Thee for what we've learned today. We pray, Lord, You'd be pleased just to help us. And Lord, as we look at these traffic lights and as we've learned some of the lessons, Lord, help us, Lord, to take note of these things. Help us to learn from the Word of God. And Lord, help us, each one that does not know Thee as Savior, Lord, we pray that even today they'd come and ask the Lord into their heart to be their own and their personal Savior. Bless all the little ones. We think, Lord, of all those ones that we have not been able to reach this year. We ask, oh God, You'll keep Your hand upon them. We pray, Lord, that in Your will, Lord, that when September comes round again, Lord, we'll be able to get them all back again into Sunday school, under the Word of God, And Lord, we pray that you'll be with each and every one over these summer months. Keep your hand upon us all. Keep us all well. And Lord, we pray that we might not forget about the things of God, that we might not forget about church. But, oh God, we pray that we'll all take note and, Lord, take care as to how we live our lives. We thank thee for the children. We thank thee, Lord, for all the teachers who give of their time week after week to teach and to instruct the boys and girls, encourage them, and Lord, be with them as well. So be with us, and give us help as we, Lord, go. We pray, Lord, you be with us and give us help. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. Amen. Now, just before we sing our closing hymn, we have some prizes that Richard is going to give out, and that's to mark all those who were so good, faithful, coming to Sunday school. And I'm just going to hand over to Richard now to do that. School every week. We're going to close. We're going to sing another children's hymn, 694, in our hymn books. The words will be on the screen. God, make my life a little light within the world to glow, a little flame that burneth bright wherever I may go. We'll keep our seats. We'll sing this one just before we leave. Well, thank you for being with us. Jack, did you get your prize? Here's your prize. Jack, well done. Congratulations. So thank you to all the boys and girls, and I know there's many other boys and girls we'd love to have over these past number of months, but because of all the restrictions and all that, we haven't been able to get them in, but God willing, we will get them in again in September and get the bus back on the road again. So thank you for being here today. Thank you for your presence. And to boys and girls, thank you for all you've done. To the teachers, we owe you all a great debt of gratitude for your time in teaching and being with the boys and girls every Sunday. The Lord bless you. Come back again tonight, 6:30. We'd love to see you back. And 2:30 over in Hollywood, you'd be more than welcome over there. That's just a wee word of prayer, and then we commit our time to the Lord. Eternal God and our Father, we pray that you bless all of our children. We thank the Lord for them. Keep your hand upon them, Lord, we pray. Keep your hand upon their families. Lord, keep your hand upon us all. Be with us throughout this day. Remember over in Hollywood this afternoon, we ask, O God, that you'll be pleased to bless the boys and girls there and the parents as well as they'll gather. Pray, Lord, again for our meeting tonight. Bless our young people. We ask, O God, you'll be near to them. And we ask, O Lord, as well, that you'll be pleased to just use these days, Lord, to glorify thy name and to bring many to thyself. So hear and answer prayer and go with us now. In the Savior's name we pray.